Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Biggie, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show out.
With John Lopez.
It is what it is, means nothing.
And Reggie Adetula.
And that, my friends, is a scorigami.
Always live, always local.
713, what's the damn number? 572-4610.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 60.
No, don't horns. Don't put them horns in there. How you gonna do me like that, Figgy? That's crazy. Yes, this is In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 16.
Figgy chose violence.
That's unnecessary.
What did I do?
What you mean, what did I do? Like, you don't know what you did. I'm usually good about the number. The one time I mess it up, that goes in the intro.
The people got it.
Three.
That's crazy, bro.
Leave it. Don't change a thing.
I bet you would. Okay, let's start putting some Lopez mess
ups. Where do you begin?
Oh, yeah.
Where do you begin?
Crazy.
Yeah.
That is the number to text, by the way. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in on the show. It's a Texans Ticket Tuesday. We will be giving away tickets in the 12 o'clock hour. Appreciate you rocking with us. And by the way, of course, those tickets to the playoff game, the wild card game at NRG Stadium versus the Chargers. They're in the bullpen. They're really good tickets. And we do it for you. We do it for the people. Man, I'm hurt.
Oh, come on,
he's
man.
Visibly shaken.
I thought it was funny.
Okay. Put in one of my screw ups of the many that you have. Just let me know.
Yeah. All right. New intro.
Let me go file a live read real quick.
That's crazy, Lopez. No, new intro, yay or nay?
Don't do that. That's money, baby.
How we feeling about the intro additions? Let me know on the text line. Also,
it's John Lopez with Ability.
Oh, wow. 832 said, I think Figgy took it light on you. Okay, so they want more. That's crazy. Okay. All right. I see how it is. Man, coaching carousel continues on in the NFL. As recently as a few minutes ago, we're getting more things in the NFL sphere when it comes to hiring and firing. Now, some of them not coaching. And the most recent one, I guess it speaks somewhat to the coaching situation in the AFC South as Rand Carthon, general manager of the Tennessee Titans, no longer is he that, as he has been relieved of his duties just 2 years after taking the role of general manager. I think he also got executive VP or something like that for this season. But yeah, they basically got out here and said, hey man, this team has not progressed enough. I think that was the Titans president and CEO, Burke Nihil, I'm guessing. I'm mm-hmm. probably saying that name incorrect. Apologies.
Where Amy Adams at?
That man? Is a great question. Yeah. But apparently he said, we just haven't improved this football team for the last couple of years, won 9 of the 34 games that have been played over the last 2 years. And as much as the record was concerning to Amy.
Oh, there you go.
There's an Amy.
Oh, there she go. There she go.
As it was to all of our fans. Her assessment was also that we're not on course to get where we need to go.
Oh, you're talking for Amy now.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking for Amy.
Yeah, she in the car.
Yep.
She's right here.
She left before she trying to beat the traffic.
What's she sure did.
Oh, okay, I'll tell him.
Which by
she
the way
was definitely trying to beat the traffic.
By the way, on what traffic? Saturday. Y'all saw that stadium on Sunday.
Wasn't no traffic. It was like 250 people, man.
Tops. Tops.
It was about 150 Texans fans.
That's right.
Hey, they have no clue what they're doing in Tennessee.
They do not.
Like nothing. And it makes me smile. It does make me smile because it starts at the top from that woman that is now
Amy
hiding.
Amy Adams, where the hell are you? Hey, what you hiding for?
She's not hiding when they're putting all that Oilers crap up there. How come she's hiding now?
She was hiding on Sunday.
Yeah. Apparently.
Did she leave early?
That was according to Jeffrey Simmons, she didn't talk to the team before or after in the ways that she typically does. So, yeah, I don't know if she left
early.
She got
a damn game ball the last time these two played.
Yeah.
Couldn't show her face. That's tough. But yeah, no.
Get your ass out of here. Yeah.
What I found interesting about this, the Titans are one of those positions where you're like, hey, watch this space in this particular coaching carousel. I understand Brian Callahan just got that job. They have not said anything about firing him. You fire the GM before you fire the head coach. And I do wonder, like, is that a vote of confidence? Does that mean that they're going to empower Brian Callahan more when it comes to personnel decisions? Because the only thing that I've seen in regards to their general manager position is that they're going to, moving forward, they're going to look for somebody who has been a scout and who has that background. And I was like, wasn't Rand Carthon in the personnel department in San Francisco for a good long time? That's probably the reason why you brought him in. It does feel like they are just wayward and flailing.
They don't know what they're doing. And it's good for the Texans. It's good for us. And it makes me smile, like I said. But he's the guy that hired Callahan. So that's not a vote of confidence. That is not a vote of confidence. What it does smack of is a lot of politicking inside the building. Well, look, you know, I just couldn't get along with him, or Carthon saying something similar, or like, you know, I think there's a lot of infighting, a lot of backstabbing, a lot of politicking going on in that building. And by the way, you know, they're drafting a new franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not a light little thing that they're doing.
And they got Mike Vrabel. Like
they got Vrabel fired?
It was under his watch that they got rid of Vrabel.
Mm-hmm.
That organization, not in a good place. It feels like the AFC South might still be just continuing to set things up so that the Texans can remain atop this division. And we appreciate y'all for it. In fact, let me do a little bit of extra on the text line. I feel like we're going to establish the In the Loop consulting firm.
Mm-hmm.
And we will sell our services to the Titans in this way, from the 8-2. Tennessee should definitely hire Jack Easterby.
Yes, I agree.
We will put in a good recommendation for you. Go ahead and hire that man, see what happens. Some other things that happen around the coaching carousel. I did mention this, and this is something that I've been perplexed by since I heard of it on Sunday. Jay Glazer, who, you know, works for Fox, one of those NFL insiders that seemingly has connections to everyone in the business, he was talking about the possibility of Kevin O'Connell, the Minnesota Vikings head coach, obviously play caller. He's done such a great job with that team. The possibility that being the surprise of the year, that because multiple teams are considering trying to trade for O'Connell, supposedly. He's entering the final year of his deal, and he doesn't have an extension just yet. The two sides have not had contract talks yet. And so NBC Sports is saying that the Vikings have no internal plans of entertaining those things. However, like, that's a wild situation, right?
I think, you know, of course they're going to say that right now in the midst of the postseason and everything. But I think it's credible. I really do think it's credible. And he's got leverage now, big time, man, not just because of the record that they have, but because of this as well. And I think it would be smart. I think it would be smart. It wouldn't be the first time.
To trade?
Yeah.
So, wow. I mean, the Vikings, I mean, unfortunately, they are a wild card team for them.
Mm-hmm.
But they were 14-win wild card team.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to go ahead and trade that man away for some draft picks?
They're going to sign them to an extension.
No, I think it's smart to go after him.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the other way. There's no way you let him go,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, nah, he ain't going nowhere.
Well, I don't know about that. I think it's smart to go after him because those are you want to get some good draft picks, trade for a coach or trade your coach.
But he got to agree to it, though, right?
He's got to agree to it. But his contract is up.
Well, he's got one more year.
Yeah, but pretty much up. I mean, they want to extend him or they want to trade him.
And he is standing there with a bag and a weapon.
And like,
he's about to run
and
the
mask.
Yes.
And oh, by the way, look at it from his perspective. And this is the first place I went. You know, he's got a big decision to make at the quarterback position, as they do. And does he? What kind of confidence does he have? You know, in McCarthy, and what kind of confidence does he have in them signing Darnold? I think, you know, he got a little bit of leverage here for sure.
That's interesting. I'm going to continue to watch that space.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's wild that apparently there's a possibility that a dude who's likely to be the coach of the year this year could possibly be at another job. Now, of course, Jay Glazer's really good with these things, but that just feels so far-fetched. Some other coaching carousel things. Apparently the Chicago Bears, who, I don't know, do you feel like that's one of the better jobs? Because I know that they have Caleb Williams, but they're also the Chicago Bears with all the things that entails.
I do think it's one of the better jobs because of the quarterback.
All right, well, they're
and that always matters.
They're talking in such a way where it feels like that, because who is probably the most coveted of the head coaching candidates in this cycle?
Ben Johnson.
Well, when it comes to Ben Johnson, supposedly we've had multiple reports by like ESPN and NFL Network that apparently Johnson doesn't interview well. Mm-hmm. And so the Chicago Bears have had questions about his ability to lead, which I think there's a fair question to ask, especially when you mm-hmm. get, one, a younger younger coordinator, but two, somebody who has, you know, just been a coordinator and you're hiring kind of for that schematic advantage. Can they do the coaching, the actual being somebody else's boss part of the job? Mm-hmm. Apparently, the Chicago Bears asked Ben Johnson to offer them a leadership plan, while other candidates, they were just being asked for a quarterback plan. Because obviously, making sure that Caleb Williams develops is probably objective one.
Yeah.
They're going out of their way to make it abundantly clear they have questions about his leadership.
Are you a leader of men?
Is that going to stop Ben Johnson from getting a good job in this?
No. in a word, no, because I think he's been so good. They're just going to try to craft him, mold him into becoming something more than just an X's and O's guy.
Yeah, so a few wild things to see in the coaching carousel. There's all sorts of things happening. Probably the biggest and most recent development is mm-hmm. that the Tennessee Titans fired their general manager, Rand Carthon.
Coach Prime tweeted right away.
He sure did. Do you, you think?
Oh, I'd love it. I'd hate it, but I'd love it.
You'll love what?
Having
Coach, the announcement on Rand Carthon being fired, he goes, wow, all caps. He tweeted right away.
The idea maybe being
they have the number one pick.
Number one pick. You get the Sanders.
I mean, which
Sanders
son,
duo?
Oh, he would draft Sanders. He would draft his son.
You sure?
Which son?
Kind of.
Man,
I mean, Travis Hunter is a son too.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was like,
he love him a little more.
I was about to say, Travis Hunter was a son. He got to choose, right? With all due respect. So yeah, man, that's
him and his girlfriend gonna be up in Nashville.
Oh boy, we not doing all that. Oh goodness. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. More about the coaching carousel when we go around the NFL at 11 with Brandon Scott. But coming up next, let's go to the question of the day: who is the most insecure athlete in sports? 713-572-4610 is the number to text. We'll talk about it next.